This is a dictation for Epiphany Saxton, E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y, S-A-X-T-O-N. Epiphany Saxton, date of birth is 6-16-1980. Date of accident is 12-28-2021. Date of service is 9-9-2022. And the patient is here for a follow-up evaluation today. Date of birth is 6-16-1980, and date of accident is 12-28-2021. The patient initially was injured as a rear seat passenger on the right in a Uber car on 9:30 p.m. of 12-28-2021, but the car was rear-ended and the impact caused her severe headache along with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, and fearful of the event, and a pain in the neck and the mid-back, lower back, and both upper shoulder, with some radiation of pain to the front of the thighs and the back posterior of the thigh in S1, S2, and L234 nerve distribution. There was no radiation to the upper extremities in the beginning. Currently, the patient has the same pattern of pain. The pain in the shoulders has improved slightly, and she is found to have a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1 compressing the fecal sac, as well as a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 indenting the ventral fecal sac. Currently, her radiation of the pain to the buttocks and the upper thigh, front and back, are all gone. So it is in the upper arm. The finger and toes are not numb or tingling. No radiculopathy is reported. Headaches are also minimal and they are still present, but they're not so severe as before, and they are less frequent. The pain level is around 8 in all these areas. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient has some sleep problems. She reports that the walking ability is affected 8, and general activity is 7. The mood, work, and sleep are affected 6. 60% relief has been obtained by the various protocols. In the neurology and psych patient reports of headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, and they're not associated with any vision disturbance, double vision, or blackout, fainting, or loss of equilibrium, loss of balance. And no seizures, no confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. But there is a slight depression because of the job problem and family problem and weakness and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness in both the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, as well as pain in the both shoulders, neck, and the lower back. She also reports some pain in the wrist and hand on the left side. And some difficulty walking, pain in the left elbow. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, diarrhea, constipation, and stomach pain. However, she denies vomiting, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain, but no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports of no changes in the pain level, neither improvement nor worsening, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is reported to be 125/83, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 8-9-2022, dictation number 0817-056. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue the treatment protocol that have been established. She has been advised to have two more epidural injections with the cervical and 4 to 6 of the cervical, to bring her some help. It appears that she may have an involvement of the secondary iliac joint. If the lower back pain is not resolved with the lumbar epidural steroid injection, a secondary iliac joint could be the next best bet where the pain is possibly coming and is generator of the pain syndrome. At this time, patient is fairly stable. She is planning to go back to work. And she is continuing physical therapy 2 times per week, especially focusing on the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder and both sacroiliac joints with traction massage, equotherapy, gait training. And currently she's working on a light duty with 8 hours, 6 days with 10-pound lifting limits. Medication-wise, she'll continue on meloxicam 7.5 milligram twice a day with the flexural 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy and headaches. Wellbutrin 150 mg daily for depression and anxiety. Acifex 20 mg daily for stomach protection. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief are provided. She is also provided with Furosets to be taken independently. The patient is undergoing relief and neuropsych evaluation and treatment is being also ordered for her. The patient disappeared for 2 months from after some time, so her procedure was not done, and she has been advised to repeat them every 15 days. Patient also has not done her left shoulder MRI. So at this time, we are not sure of her pathology 100%, but it appears that she may have some damage to her left shoulder rotator cuff area. But no injections have been planned right now until an MRI is done and a diagnosis is confirmed. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.